And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Friday, January 20th, 2023. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much. It's
well,
Friday.
Woo-hoo. It is Friday. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
T-G-I,
we made it.
TGIF.
There you go.
And so,
I'm ready for the weekend, although I have church tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to that, though. But I drive 2 hours one way and teach 2 hours and drive 2 hours back. So I get through. I'm pretty well shot for the day. But I do enjoy it. I really do.
Well, good, 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 good. I'm sure those that you travel so far to see enjoy it also.
Well, I hope so. People mm-hmm. call me in on Thursdays in the office and say we're watching it from France even, so I think it's pretty good.
Awesome. Absolutely.
I didn't know they spoke hillbilly in France.
Yeah. They don't speak it, but they listen it.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll just get back in business here.
It's Friday. I'm going to be a little punchy today, so... Anyway, let's see what gold. Gold punched up to 1932. Right now we're 1928, up 480. Silver popped over $24, up 11 cents. Platinum is up 5 at 1,051. Palladium was down 22 at 1,800. The USDX today was down by 0.07 at 102. Crude oil was up $1.07 at 81.40. Paper markets today, the Dow it reversed itself 330 points, 33,375, S&P up 73, 39.72, the NASDAQ up 288 points, 11,140. European markets were all positive, Asia was all positive, 10-year yield 3.48, and... natural gas was down, so everything else was in green territory. So I think it's all due. I think everyone is expecting Powell to just have a quarter point, you know, certainly not his 75 basis points that he's been doing. So everybody's planning on him cutting back, and, you know, I think that's probably having a little bit of a positive influence on the paper markets. So the Google parent company Alphabet, they came out. They're the latest technology giant to lay off thousands of workers. They're looking, I think they're looking at, what, 12,000 too?
Yes.
Something very similar. So, you know, same reason, same BS that we hear from everybody. But can I say that on the air? BS?
I get you did already, so I guess you can.
I guess I can. We're not shut down yet.
And you know, but everything's looking rosy. I mean, jobless rates down. Everybody must be working because it's looking, I mean, but how many thousands have been laid off in tech in the last just couple three months? But everything's looking good. So don't worry. Yep. Don't panic. And my main gripe again is the price of oil went up a few days ago, and the gas jumped 14 cents here in the last 2 days. It don't go down when it goes down, but it stays up. And then, of course, natural gas, I can understand why it's come down, Melody, because they're going to outlaw gas stoves.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants it anymore.
You know that, right?
Nobody wants it anymore.
Yeah, they're going to outlaw natural gas stoves. Mm-hmm. I'm serious about that. And, I mean, this is a serious discussion because it causes asthma in children. So they're going to outlaw natural gas stoves in homes and businesses. And new buildings in California can't put them in now. So this is the absolute insanity that we see every day in this country and around the world. Every day. Doesn't make any sense, but it's happening every day.
Absolutely. Mm. And you have Procter & Gamble. They're raising prices again. Fabric and home care products saw the biggest price hikes during the October-December, but shoppers are going to be paying even higher prices, such as detergent and razors. some price increases will go into effect in the next couple of months. So they're already planning in the next couple of months. Not this week, not now. We raised them last week. The next couple of months. They have a number of price increases that will go into effect in February. Already, total average prices rose 10%. 10% during October and December period. Double-digit increases for home and fabric care. And products like Tide, Dawn, Gillette razors fall into those categories. But beauty was up 9%, grooming 11%, healthcare 5%, fabric and home 13%, baby, family care 9%. So yeah, puts their little 6%, their 6.5% report that they came out in December to shame. But he says, hey, there isn't a guarantee that commodity prices are going to continue to come down. So, and I agree.
Although insurances are going to be going up this head, almost immediately, so they're going to raise that too. So why not? I mean, we can afford it, and we're going to cover in a minute. One of the White House spokesmen said the reason we are running a deficit is because we haven't got taxes raised enough. I'm serious.
Can you believe that?
It's insane.
Because they want to go after the rich people. And that's why. If the rich people paid their taxes, we wouldn't be in debt.
Every time they say that, they punch me in the butt. I don't understand it. But anyway, you don't get it. Now that the folks, I'm going to make this up. It'll be on my website soon under Health News. We're now getting imported fake eggs from China. They're man-made eggs. Now, I'm not making this up. They're thinking maybe Walmart and what's the other big bulk food store company that sells a lot? I'm trying to think of it. It's going to blank.
Like Costco or someplace?
Well, it's not Costco, but it's kind of an odd name. I can't remember. Alta? Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway.
Something like that. Yeah.
They think they're going to be selling fake eggs. They said it'd be cheaper. Watch out. These eggs actually can harm you. Now, I'm not making this up. This is on the internet. You can watch it yourself. Look it up and just look up fake eggs from China. They're making fake eggs. So, I don't know. If you're getting caught smuggling eggs across the border and get put in jail and fined $10,000, I guess fake eggs might be safer to smuggle on me. But they're actually making fake eggs in China. They show it being done on the video. It's just about a couple minutes long, or a minute and a half long. It shows the eggs being made, how they make it consistently look like eggs, but it doesn't. They're not eggs. Now this is actually happening. So why not? We're going to have Beetle Burgers. Why not fake eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound appetizing to you?
Oh yeah.
Let's go get us a Beetle Burger, piece of sausage, and a fake egg for breakfast in the morning. This is happening as we're talking. You know, we're talking about this and we're kind of joking about it, but that's not good. I mean, it's just something. I mean, something like that. They're warning already. It's not really digestible, but they're doing it in China already, and you know it'll get here eventually. If it's not already here, so folks, be careful buying eggs at the bigger stores, Aldi stores or Walmart. And the price eggs maybe half price the rest of them. Be careful. And I'm serious. Go online, look it up. Fake eggs in China. You'll find it for yourself. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, you're right. It's what did you say it was? Aldi's. It's Aldi's.
Aldi's. Aldi's.
Aldi's. Okay. And the ultras is the beauty for women.
Okay.
Hey.
Why don't you make beauty for me and I could use it? But anyway.
Actually, someone just told me this week that for the women listeners out there, what you do is you take avocado and you take the egg yolk and you put in a little olive oil and you make it like a, you know, like a mask. You make it a little thick and you use it as a mask and it'll help keep your wrinkles away and give you beautiful looking skin. Yes.
Well, how about that?
So there you go. There's a beauty tip for everyone out there. See, we do that too here at Discount. We'll give you a beauty tip.
Oh, golly.
What's next, Butch?
Well, this, I don't know where you want to start, Mel. There's so much stuff happened. Like I said, it's just unbelievable. I mean, the fake egg thing really threw me off. I mean, it did. They just have to watch it being made. But, ew. This is, I think, you know, Zimbabwe had a, well, still got a problem against inflation. Not like it did. But, Mel, Zimbabwe did something to actually help inflation. I guess you know what they did. They actually started using gold coins. You saw that probably, right?
Yes, I did.
Zimbabwe's gold coins sell above 2,000 each for the first time because gold is hitting, you know, well on 1900. The so-called Mosi Otunya gold coin, named for the named after Victoria Falls, a key tourism site which straddles the border between Zimbabwe and Zambia, were priced at $2,002.51 for a 1 ounce coin on Monday, according to data on Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's website. The central bank introduced the gold coins to halt a collapse of the Zimbabwean dollar and to help ease demand for U.S. dollars. Smaller units were brought into circulation in November. So there you go. Zimbabwe has enough sense to bring to coin some actual money to slow down the inflation rate of the fake currency, the fiat currency, and also stop the ease for U.S. dollars, which means U.S. dollars no longer in demand much in Zimbabwe, folks. Another nail in the coffin for the dollar. But they had enough sense to actually use real money, value, coins that were now worth over $2,000. I don't understand, Melody, why are most nations, including America, so they're not, they know what's going on. I can't say they're so dumb. They know what's happening. I mean, the Fed knows what they're doing. They know what they've been doing for the last 100 years, printing fake currency to keep the credit going and everybody look like they're prospering while we're losing everything. But Zimbabwe, admire them because they took a stand in the right direction and actually helped the situation. That's a pretty good move in my mind. What do you think?
Sounds that way, absolutely. So, although I'm not so sure too many people in Zimbabwe can afford to, you know,
get the coin. Well, I appreciate that, but at least have something back in their currency. So, now, you know, something back in it,
other than the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. to stop and think that, you know, that's a 2,000, well, gold is going to be up $2,000 now, so I'm sure with that before too much longer, which is going to be another record coming up. But to watch the increase that going in and watching the USDX drop like it has, it was 114, now it's down to what you had, 102?
102, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's quite a drop.
It is quite a drop.
You know, so people are starting to catch on worldwide. The dollar is not worth a whole lot anymore. It really isn't. Now, you just share about this, but this is about the 12,000 job cut at Google. I have difficult news to share. Google CEO tells employees 12,000 jobs will be cut. Do you have any idea how many they have worldwide employees, just out of curiosity?
Quite a few.
But Google parent company Alphabet Incorporated on Friday became the latest addition to an increasing list of technology companies that have announced plans to reduce headcount because of overhiring during the last several years and fears of recession. The company plans to fire 12,000 employees or reduce headcount by 6%, so that's, you're right, a lot. The largest ever round of layoffs for the tech firm. Chief Executive Officer Sundar Pichai wrote an email to employees about the layoffs on Friday, posted on the company's blog, a difficult decision to set us up for the future. I have some difficult news to share, Pinchy wrote at the start of his email. He cut right into it, telling employees, we decided to reduce our workforce by approximately 12,000 roles. We've already sent a separate email to employees in the U.S. who are affected. In other countries, this process will take a little longer due to local laws and practices. He explained the business environment a few years ago has dramatically changed. And it has. I mean, my goodness, tech there for a while just blew up. I mean, California lit up like a Christmas tree with tech, did it not?
Certainly did.
That was the biggest paying occupation probably in the country, especially in places like California. Well, that's starting to slow down. And by the way, did you see that Newsom was saying that Californians pay less taxes than Texans do?
Yeah, because they're all in the government take, and they're all and they're all wealthy, and then all those rich people don't pay tax.
Oh my! We're giggling about this, but it is so insane. And we heard about Trump's fiasco with the classified documents in his home in Mar-a-Lago and all the stuff he'd been through and been threatened to sue and got going to put in prison and all that. Well, obviously, Biden has had some of the same problem. I try to ignore this story because it's just like a mosquito buzzing around here. It just aggravates you. You don't even want to hear it. But anyway, I think maybe it's time to just say a couple of things about it. White House, the DOJ agreed to hide classified document scandal. What if the DOJ would say that the DOJ had agreed to hide Trump's documents? Now, I'm not pro-Trump, but let's have an even play field here. The White House and Justice Department reportedly agreed to hide President Joe Biden's classified documents scandal from the American people until it leaked to the press, despite the repeated claims of transparency. They already knew about the second batch of documents in Biden's home before this story broke. So what is this, folks? I mean, is this are we not going to play fair? Secret Service to disclose visitor records from Biden's residence. Now, this is a doublespeak. The Secret Service is reportedly willing to reverse course and disclose visitor records from President Joe Biden's Wilmington residence, where classified documents were unearthed by the president's personal attorneys. While the Secret Service claims not to keep visitor logs of everyone who entered Biden's home, the Secret Service does keep records of those who come into contact with the locations the agency protects. Now, that's doublespeak. They do protect the president's home, but they claim they don't keep they log those in who come into contact with the places they protect. But it said they claim not to keep visitor logs of everyone who entered Biden's home. Melody, wait a minute now. If their job is to make sure they know who comes in out of the Biden's home, but they didn't keep a log of those in Biden's home, what are they saying here?
Well, I don't believe that at all. I mean, you can't tell me that this is the president of the United States and they don't have a log of who comes and goes. Before anybody goes in there, you know they're going to run, you know, any type of check, any background. And, you know, they're going to do a detailed, whatever you want to call it, a scope on whoever goes in there. So you're right. To say they don't have a list is BS. That's going to be the program today. BS. So it is just a, you know, it's just a joke. You know, they say it's a private residence. Baloney. He's the president of the United States. They're going to know who goes in and who goes out. Period.
They've done ever since
they
been
know
vice president.
Every phone call that goes in and out, they know it's logged, it's recorded. Everybody knows what. So now, maybe there's just a handful, but they know. I hear the music. I know that. And I do know we're going to go to a break. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. And what's next, Butch?
Well, first off, I want to tell people that our producer, Todd, just corrected me on the fake egg, so that was a fake story. And I thought I verified it good enough, but apparently I didn't. So please ignore that. And excuse me, I try to give only the facts and what I know I can prove, and I thought I had that really backed up. So I apologize for that. That's number one mistake for the year now. I've only got two left, and I just got started.
So, well, you're only allowed one, so.
Wow. Gee, I'm done. Well, I just won't quit now.
But you know what's interesting? I did put in a Google and so forth, and there was reports on that going back to February of 2018. So I guess that's a story that's really, and I just now Googled it, and that's what came up. So it's kind of interesting. That's been floating around for a while though.
Okay.
And this article that I just pulled it up, and it says my recipes. And it said, and the article actually says fake Chinese eggs are a big problem in India. So this article was about India. And
so really,
so
then,
forth, so.
I mean, it's been debunked, but it's been around for a while, so I don't feel quite so stupid then.
Yeah, it's been around. Yeah, they've been doing it for, you know, they've been circulating that for a while.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to start cooking grasshoppers and beetles. Why not fake eggs?
I mean, hey, why not? Yeah, hey.
Surprise me at all.
Coming to a town near you soon, I'm sure.
Why not? But this story is not a fake. This next story, I think, is
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
Yes, 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 yes.
Actually, here's another one that says this is dated all the way back to 2012.
Oh, really?
About fake chicken eggs. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah.
Okay. Well, now we know. But this next story, this couple of Pennsylvania. This shows the energy some people have to do something that makes sense, and it seems really silly at the time. But these people are entrepreneurs that are trying something new here. They seem to be catching on, Melody, and it's called Rent the Chicken. I'm serious.
I saw that clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pennsylvania starts Rent the Chicken business amid high egg prices in stores. You know, I've known chickens for years. I thought about getting some, but they are kind of expensive to keep, and they're always something you got to put up with and take care of all the time. So I haven't had them for years, although with some 50 million chickens being slaughtered and, you know, other poultry being slaughtered, maybe it's an idea to get a few chickens. I don't know. But anyway, The price of basic household goods, services, and common foods have been soaring amid today's high inflation, and families all over the country are feeling the pinch. The cost of eggs is one of the most noticeable price increases in 2023, with the average dozen carton of white eggs, Grady eggs, around $2.92, according to USDA. Egg prices, they said, has risen 64% in some states. 64%. That's a huge, huge increase. Well, with egg prices an issue, Phil and Jen Tompkins of Pennsylvania decided to create a solution, a rentable chicken coop for families to test out on their own. The husband and wife joined Fox and Friends on Friday morning to discuss their business venture and how it works. The cost to feed ourselves is going up. The cost of transportation, and of course, there are fewer chickens laying eggs in the market, said Phil Tompkins. Rent the Chicken is based in Freeport, Pennsylvania, allows customers to try out having a chicken coop in their backyard without making a permanent commitment. We will bring a portable chicken coop to your backyard with 2 to 4 laying hens for a 6-month rental, said Jen Tompkins. The rentals typically run from the spring to fall. Depending on the customer's specific order, the chickens could be laying up to 2 dozen eggs per week. So there you go. I mean, what do you think, Mel? Do you want to rent a chicken?
Sure. I mean, that's really a good idea. I can't imagine it really working unless it's close by to them.
Oh, it'd have to be close to them, sure, yeah.
It'd have to be close by. But they should be, you know, I bet if we thought long and hard, we'd be able to come up with a way they could do it long distance, too, somehow. Or if they, and it looked like they were on a farm, and I don't know how many chickens you would have to, but, you know, somehow sell direct to the public online or something. I don't know.
No, they do ship chickens in boxes through mail. You know that.
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, they do.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really have thought about getting a few chickens. I've tried to raise a couple of head of cattle here in the summer and butchering every fall or every other fall. And I wouldn't mind having a few chickens. But, again, I haven't done it because it ties me up more with something else I have to take care of. And chickens do use a bathroom a lot. You got to keep that that place cleaned out because they go a lot. But, anyway, it's just something else I hadn't thought about really doing because of time-wise. Now, the price of eggs and different things, you never know. But the price of chicken feed keeps going up, too. So it's a toss-up. You come out ahead. If you get 2 dozen eggs a week, let's say that's $10 a week you're saving at the store. That's $40 a month. Is it worth the time to buy the feed and the time to put in to take care of them? That's a question. I don't know, Melody. You have an answer to that?
No, well, I think it just depends on each individual.
I think so.
I mean, those eggs are wonderful. I love fresh eggs. They're so much better than what you buy in the store.
I get them all the time right now. I get them a lot cheaper than I can raise chickens now, $1.25 a dozen. So I can't raise them for that. But that may come to an end one day. And I enjoy taking care of animals. I do. I mean, that's why I like to have a few head of cattle around. I mean, I enjoy, you know, spending time with them and checking on them. I enjoy that. That's something I've always enjoyed. So not that I wouldn't enjoy doing it. It's just time consuming. And I stay a little bit busy already. Not just the way, but that's just my opinion. But maybe something to think about. Here's an article that I want to share. This is on the White House. Massive national debt. Now, folks, it's not the government's fault now. It's not their fault we're in debt. It comes from not raising the revenues that we need through taxes. It's our fault that we're in debt. And $32 trillion in debt that they admit to. Melody, we got to quit blaming the White House and the Congress. It's our fault. If we weren't so stingy, if we just get more of our money, they won't be in debt.
Wasn't there something in there that also included white people?
I didn't see that. Maybe there was.
I'm just throwing that in there. You know, You know, it's those white privileged people who don't pay taxes. We don't pay enough. Yeah.
Well, this is, I said on Thursday's broadcast on MSNBC's Katie Turr reports, White House Counsel, Economic Advisors, member Jared Bernstein stated that we have a large national debt because there's a real reluctance to raise the revenues and we need to meet our spending obligations. And debt comes from not raising the revenues that we need to meet our obligations. Well, darling, I'll tell you what, why don't you quit spending millions in Ukraine, billions upon illegals. Why don't you quit doing that and cut back a little bit on that? And maybe we don't raise taxes so much. Melanie, I know I get a little bit irate about this stuff, but this kind of burns me up, actually. It's our fault because we're not paying enough taxes.
I think that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is one of the dumbest things I've ever
heard. Who are these people to come out and say, oh, well, the only reason we're in debt is because we don't want to raise it? You've got to be kidding. What this is also setting up, our taxes are going up, ladies and gentlemen. So any of those tax cuts that Trump did, hey, guess what? They're expiring soon on the citizens, not on the corporations. It was, what, 2024 I thought they expired?
I think you're right.
So those are going off. So our taxes, and Katie barred the door, they're just not going to go up a little. They're going to go up a lot. Not the corporations, though.
Well,
so when everybody was cheering for those big tax cuts, it's all the same. They feed us all this BS. Everybody falls for it, thinks it's a great idea because they got the best pitchman that the money can buy. The propaganda that they send out, they market to know how to move the people, what to say, how to say it, to make you make that decision to support what they want you to support. And it's like nobody gets it. And I can remember that one guy that was running for the presidency. Was it Wang or Wong?
Wang, yeah.
Wang. And he said, and he was a big
EBI.
Yeah. He's a big proponent of that. And he says, we named it this. He says, but it didn't go over well. So we had to name a whole bunch, and we kept testing all these names to see what it would take for people on the conservative side, the Republican side, the patriot side, to accept it. And they finally found it. I can't recall exactly what the name of it was, but it was a more patriotic, it was the American, you know, pay or something like that. And all of a sudden, yeah, that must be good, you know? And it's like they just... That's what they do to you.
It's like the Patriot Act.
They manipulate you.
The Patriot Act sounded so good. Didn't it?
You know, it's just like when they go away. It's not gun control. It's gun safety. Oh, yeah. Gun safety. That's good. No, it isn't. It's gun control. And that's what they do. They test and they... It's just I would like to see the amount of money that is programmed, that is spent on these programs, on research, on market research, and in order for all these politicians to know what to say, how to say it. They know what to wear. You know, they know what color ties to wear.
They do.
They know the color shirt. They know how to wear their hair. Everything about them is designed, has been marketed, been tested, so they can get whatever they want from you. And it's like people probably think, well, Melody, that's insane. No, it isn't. And it's just such propaganda. You're not going to stop that. Not with the social media now, not with all the cable networks, the TV. I mean, it's all the, you know, talk radio used to be good. Now you look at all the stations on talk radio, and what do you learn from it? There's still a few good ones, this one. But there's other good ones out there. But for the most part, for the millions of them are out there, I could probably count them on my hand, Butch.
I agree. And the host of this Katie Turr Reports, Katie Turr asked, now listen, correct me if I'm wrong on this, she said, we had a balanced budget in the late 90s. How are we $31.4 trillion in debt?
That's because Clinton stole from the Social Security and slapped in IOUs.
Folks, she said it right up front. But do we really have a balanced budget?
No.
No, we didn't. Now, where did you have the idea we didn't have a balanced budget in my lifetime? We were much better off. But folks, they're playing us like a fiddle. They really are. And Bernstein said, well, I think one of the things that hurts us is just a real reluctance to raise revenues, need to meet the spending obligations. Well, for goodness sake. And then, of course, he blamed Republicans in particular were just absolutely unwilling to entertain any revenue increases. So, and then he says, but he said, especially for the rich people. Right, of course. Rich people, folks, business corporations don't pay taxes. Just get over that. They're not going to pay tax. They pass on the cost to us. So if you fall for this malarkey, then I guess we get what we deserve. That's all I can say. Any comments on Melody?
No, I'll get even more fired up.
It is just
so ridiculous, you know, and they changed the definition of balanced budget the same way Clinton changed the definition of
is. Yep. And debt ceiling battle to test GOP resolve under McCarthy. Here we go again. This week, the United States Treasury activated so-called extraordinary measures after the U.S. hit the debt ceiling. Trade Secretary Janet Yellen says a move will allow the U.S. to keep the lights on until June 5th so that the government can continue paying its pensions, interest on bonds, obligations, and military salaries. But these extraordinary measures are nothing more than a band-aid, as it will all be up to Congress to agree on how to raise the debt ceiling. Failure to do so or find crazy ways to remain beneath the $31.4 trillion debt limit would mean default, financial crisis, and a minimum, a deep recession. Now newly amended House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who made a boatload of concessions to GOP holdouts in exchange for the votes, have been pressing for Democrats to come to the bargaining table. Democrats, meanwhile, have been giving McCarthy the cold shoulder and have characterized several ideas from the Republicans as non-starters. Republicans are creating a crisis that need not to exist, said Representative Brendan Boyle, Democrat PA, top Democrat at the House Budget Committee. The impasse has heightened public concern in recent days, particularly as the Trade Department has been what it calls extraordinary measures. The stand-up comes as House Republicans have ramped up calls to tie spending cuts to any bill raising or suspending the debt limit. Gee. Here we go again. Almost every year there's a battle, and they always raise it somehow, some way. This is all smoke, folks. This is all smoke and mirrors. The Republicans are not going to lower it. Trump didn't. Trump took us further in debt. He always said he cut taxes. Yep, it's going to end at Melody's head in about a year. So, no, you're playing a game that you can't win when you're playing with people that are both sides or just to kill each other. It depends on who's in power, who the good guy and the bad guy is. Right now, Republicans are bad guys. If they were in charge, Democrats would be the bad guys. I've been playing that game for many, many generations, and we keep falling for it every time. Go ahead, Melody.
No, and I mean, it's like, you know, McCarthy, I mean, you know, and the deals that he made deals. I think I said that on this program the other day. I'll guarantee you, McCarthy already had the deals done in order to get this, you know, this debt ceiling raised and so forth. You know, who's going to give what through the Democrats. And the thing of it is, and if the Senate doesn't like it, they're not going to approve it anyway.
No.
So it's just, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Dream, 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 when I want you, in my arms when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, dream, dream.
Playing my music.
Was that you and Marcia's song?
Well, not really particularly. I just always loved that song.
It is great. Always, it's an easy one to sing along with.
It is. And Everly Brothers had lots of good songs. That's just one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. And I enjoy it's an easy much. Song. It's a nice song to sing along with. You know?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Where were we?
Well, I'm still in West Virginia.
I'm still in Pennsylvania. I mean, Maryland.
Okay. I was going to say a word.
I think I need to disconnect my computer. I was thinking of Todd.
Oh, my goodness.
Our producer. Anyway, you better take over.
Folks, she's already getting a head start on the weekend. That's what she's doing.
I know.
She's nipping the new moonshine or something.
No,
anyway.
No.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Thank God in heaven for laughter and somebody can laugh with on the radio. I know this is a live show and people listen to it and we try to cover all news. But I do like the fact that we can talk to people out there like their family and laugh with them. And they laugh with us. That makes it more personal and genuine, if you know what I'm saying, Melody.
Well, thank goodness for mistakes. You made one today and I made one today.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm only allowed one a year. Me too.
So we're done. So. Hey, we're going to be good the rest of the year.
Oh, boy, that's going to last a long time. But anyway, this next article is kind of sad, but it really is true, and it's a sign of a decaying society for sure. And, folks, I keep reminding you about this. Psalms 9:17, read it. Nations that forget God are turned into hell. Desperate small business owners sleeping in stores with guns and bulletproof vest to deter robbers. Isn't that a sad thing to have to look at America, Melody? Isn't that just a sad statement right there by itself?
Absolutely it is.
You know, it's just so sad. Houston bar owner Marin Salina says business was robbed twice in 2 days. Wow. She's speaking out about crime in the city after repetitive break-ins and robberies. Star Sailor owner Marin Salina joined Fox and Friends to discuss how crime is hurting small businesses like hers. You name it, we're all getting broken into, said Salina. City Council meeting Wednesday to discuss the crime concerns, including Salina. It's definitely not a neighborhood-exclusive thing, she said. The city of Houston as a whole, is a problem with burglaries, thefts, and break-ins. I've been burglarized 15 times in the last year, said one owner. Think about it, man, that's more than once a month. Think about that.
Yeah.
Some business owners have gone to the great lengths of living in the businesses with a bulletproof vest and a shotgun during the hours these break-ins are happening. Anybody who walks in the door, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. However, you still have to have your guard up. You still have to be ready to take care of your house. Boy, that is so pathetic. Here in West Virginia, in Ripley County, I think it was, they had a sexual Butch, abuse case. Yes.
We do have a caller. I didn't know when the best. We have Craig calling from Michigan.
Okay.
Hello, Craig?
Yeah, am I on?
Hello? Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are now
live. Okay, how's two of my favorite people from the radio world.
Well, thank you. We're doing fine.
Thank you very much. We're doing great.
Yeah, apparently, Melody, this is BS Friday.
Well, I hope not for you.
Is that baloney? Is that bologna sausage or Bravo Sierra?
we'll let you figure that out, Craig.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Melody, you are you're on fire today. You go for it, young girl. And I got an 8-pound wood maul and a bunch of wood. And if you want to work off some frustrations, we can put pictures of your favorite politicians or heads of high tech or, you know, whoever you want on the top of the firewood, and you can just split away. It's good for stress.
It's been a long time since I split any wood, though.
Yeah, well, it's good for stress relief.
And it still works the same way, Melody. Same kind of works. It still works the same way it did years ago. So go for it.
Yeah, that don't change, does it? Hey, I wanted to bring something to attention. I mean, I don't know who knows it out there. You know, apparently the education system isn't what it used to be. But they're talking about, you know, getting rid of coal. Okay, you're familiar with this, Butch, in West Virginia. You know, you cannot make steel if you don't have coal. Unless this technology has somewhat changed in the last 40 years. You gotta burn coke with limestone, and burn coal with limestone, it makes coke, and that's part of the steel making process.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, people, you know, it ain't just heating electric power plants or whatever, you know, coal-fired boilers. But, you know, they're killing us.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there is some specialty steel still made in this country. But most of the stuff, you will go out and start getting I-beams and stuff, it's all made in China.
China.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you folks have a good weekend. It's been good talking to you.
You too.
You too. It was a great, thank you very much. It was a very nice call. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, it really is true. I mean, you can get back to your article with his comment about the coal. It's like, they think these things are just going to disappear? But, you know, they're only going to change things where they can change things, where they don't have any resistance, you know, and it's the people. The people can't resist. You know, the bigger places, the corporations, China. What, you think China's not going to stop using coal? Well, you know, it stopped making steel. And
and of course, growing up as a young boy, I didn't know anything about what's happening in the country, then speak. I mean, just a young fella. And I never understood, you know, I mean, businesses come and went. But I remember I had an aunt lived in Pittsburgh. That's about 4 hours north of me. We'd go up there sometimes to visit her. And the steel mills up there, the steel mills were huge. I mean, Mel, this place was huge. And they were all running, you know, and working. You know, at least I was just a youngin'. I didn't know anything about what's going on there. But now you go up through there, and there's all those huge buildings are standing there empty and falling apart.
Yeah.
All those hundreds and thousands of jobs that make quality steel that we use to all this country and around the world are no longer there. Good paying jobs.
And then you have the Democratic, then you have them coming out and saying, well, we're not getting enough revenue. Well, Nia, you took all our jobs overseas.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So, blame us because we're not paying enough taxes. Well, you took the jobs.
I almost broke out in tears and cried because I felt so bad I wasn't paying enough. Gee, maybe I should raise chickens and sell the eggs and pay that to the government to help pay their bills. Back to the start of World War III is what it is. Putin's secret attack plan will be Ukrainian nightmare. Ukraine is braced for major new
offensive. But I guess it's not secret now, is it?
No, not so much. Ukraine is braced for a major new offensive that could begin within weeks. One of President Zelensky's key insiders told the Daily Beast that they expect a looming Russian move to encircle the country with a simultaneous attack on three fronts. Rustem Yunrov, a member of the team negotiating with Russia, said that the Kremlin was preparing for a fresh advance, which could begin as soon as February. The assault would come from the north over the Belarusian border, from the Russian strongholds in the east of Ukraine, and from the south where the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea was seized by Vladimir Putin's force in 2014, and nearby cities of Melitopol and, I'm not going to try to pronounce that one, are now also under Russian control. And I don't doubt, but this is true. Russia is amassing a 700,000 force, manned force, to go into Ukraine. I expect that they're getting tired of fighting over it. Russia is probably getting tired of this. I know the people in the country getting tired of it, I'm sure. People dying on this war that shouldn't have taken more than a couple months, but with intervention from NATO and the U.S., it's taking a lot longer. Russia's going to go in and squelch this thing, I think, probably within a month or so. Then we'll see where it goes from there. What will be the next step? Whenever Ukraine is finally down and is once again part of Russia by military force, I realize that. Will NATO back off and let it stay that way? What would the U.S. do? And if China circles Taiwan and has an embargo on Taiwan, they starve it to death. What would the U.S. do? How many fronts can we fight on, folks? We're giving away our weapons. We have a woke military that I guess most of them want to wear red high heels and carry purses now. We're getting rid of the higher command that are opposed to these things. So what would be, folks? You just think about that. What would be the next move? I think it's a fair question, Millie. What's going to be the next move, don't you?
Yeah, it's not going to be the same as it was when he took Crimea. You know, things quieted down, you know, and so forth. And then, you know, it won't be that way this time. That's why you're seeing Zelensky making the rounds to all the governments, to Davos, to our own Congress, for heaven's sakes. You're right. What would be the next move?
If he knows
there's tanks coming, he's not going to sit around for them to get there.
No. Germany said they're not going to send any, but I guess U.S. and some NATO countries are going to, what they have. We're down the last few minutes already, aren't we? Mike, this went by so fast. I guess I'll say this article for Monday, Hackable Humans at WEF. Folks, this is something I've got to read. I'm not going to time to do it today. But this is from the World Economic Forum. We can decode faces in your mind, your PIN number to your bank account. I'm serious. Now this is articles for real. Go to our website. It should be up there pretty soon. Talking about this issue, we'll cover it Monday. We have more time because we just don't have time. But this I'll go real quickly. In the latest T-Mobile hack, 37 million customers have lost personal data. Stolen. It's been stolen, company says. They lost, it says that they stole the, I'm trying to find what they said, birthday, oh yeah, here it is, their names, addresses, emails, phone numbers, and dates of birth. They said they didn't get any credit card information or anything like that. But
they don't need it.
No, they don't need it. There you go.
They don't need it.
Gee, 37 million, that's a lot of people, Melody, that had their ID stole. You ever stop and think before you had all this whole stuff online, nobody could steal it? What an idea. Before you had to have ID, no one could steal your ID. What a novel idea. Now, I'll share some good news, and this is a good story. Recent story. Just happened on the 11th. Not bothered by you being here. Restaurant worker buys homeless man a meal. This is really sweet. It's short, but it's just a sweet little story. A kind-hearted restaurant worker helped the homeless man feel like he belonged while also paying for his meal. Rhonda Chung said she was dining at El Sur Street Food Company in Little Rock, Arkansas, when a homeless man walked up to the counter and asked for food. This person came in and asked if they had any food they were willing to toss his way. And the guy behind the counter said, I would love to pay for your food, and asked if he would like to hear some recommendations, Chung wrote in a Facebook post. Right off the bat, he offered the huge Conto Todo Basita, I don't know what that is, instead of it trying to give him a cheap stuff like chips and salsa. He asked if the guy wanted to eat at the table, if he wanted it packed to go. When the person said that he wanted to make sure he wasn't bothering the business, the guy behind the counter said, I'm not bothered by you being here, and offered a table. Chung's post has over 3,000 shares, with hundreds of people praising the restaurant employee for his compassion. Amazing food, amazing folks. This is Arkansas I want, Chung said. Now that is a sweet story. That's a sweet story. There's some good people left, folks. And if you have a chance to do good to somebody like that, it may seem like nothing. But if the guy comes in and humbly and asks for something to eat and you can help him, why not do that? Why not do that? I saw a couple on a TV, it was a clip on the internet, a couple got a fight over a gas pump and getting in line at the gas pump, and the lady supposedly jumped in front of another guy. Before she left, she apologized and bought the guy $60 worth of gas for doing that. Now, that's the way it's supposed to work. And it's up to us to make sure it goes that way. I'll see you Monday. Mel, that's yours.
All righty. Thank you, Butch. I appreciate it. And I appreciate each and every one of you listeners out there. We do think of you. And again, I thank you for listening and supporting Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We'll be back on Monday. So be safe. And until then, good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.